I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yesterday, I was preparing dinner.
Yesterday.
She went straight. Yesterday, I was preparing dinner. My husband was stepping out to run an errand and I asked him to pick up an avocado to add to our dinner. He said, okay, and left. He got back. Dinner was already ready and dinner was almost ready. And I asked him for the avocado. His response was, where would I have gotten the avocado from? I was taken aback by his question and responded, I don't know. He followed up by saying that avocados are out of season in our country and everyone knows this. I said, oh, okay, and nothing else. For some context, in our country, most fruits and veggies are only available when they are in season and mostly purchased from roadside stores or markets instead of the supermarket. So my expectation of him was, as he was out, he would definitely come across a couple of these stores in our neighborhood and could pick up an avocado from them. Fast forward a few minutes later, I'm putting our kids' plates together and he comes back into the kitchen saying he's going out to look for the avocado.
I insist that... An hour later. We don't need it anymore.
Is that what she said an hour later? Did she say an hour later?
No, she said fast forward a few minutes later. I insist that it's not necessary and the food is ready anyway. The avocado wasn't an integral part of the meal, just a nice add-on. He persisted that he was leaving and took off. I waited for about an hour, getting increasingly irate with the whole scenario. I literally just asked him to pick up an avocado while he was already heading out, and I thought his behavior was uncalled for. Early on in the day, my best friend had messaged me to see if I was up to get a drink later that night. His work was him constantly traveling, and so far, I've only seen him once this year.
Oh, so the friend is a guy.
Okay. We'd be leaving again in a few days and I wouldn't be back in the country till the next year. I decided to follow up with my friend and arrange to get out of the house for a few hours and to clear my head, as I was quite frustrated with how my husband had behaved. My husband came back home after almost 2 hours. He left with no avocado and said nothing to me about it. I asked if he was going to eat dinner. He said yes, and I told him that his food was in the microwave. At this point, it was about 7 p.m. I then was getting ready to head out. He came into the bedroom just a few minutes later. He didn't eat his food, by the way, and proceeds to lay out on the bed and starts listening to a podcast. I shower and start to dress up and then ask him, what was that whole situation about the avocado? He then makes a big deal about how everyone is aware that avocados are not in season, except me, of course. And
of course,
as I come from more privileged circumstances, per him,
right?
Then doubles down that he spent 2 hours looking for an avocado.
No one asked you, by the way.
Literally, you got up and you said, I'm going to look for the avocado.
Yeah, and she said, you do not need to do this, by the way. It's not integral.
Finished. I made it, you know,
people like to be rewarded for stuff that, like, you didn't ask them to do. And because it didn't flop, they want a thank you. Obviously, you know, like, okay, you might give a thank you, but at the same time, it's like, I actually didn't ask you to do this, by the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's searching for.
Yeah, definitely not.
The whole conversation was very condescending, in my opinion, and he trivialized the situation as though there was absolutely no issue with him leaving home for 2 hours when dinner was ready, prepared, and then not eating the same food for no apparent reason. So as we were speaking, he noticed that I'm getting dressed and asked, "What's that about?" I let him know.
Trust me.
I let him know that I'm heading out, and this opens a whole. This opens a huge can of worms. I'm being disrespectful by not giving him an appropriate notice. And this is not the behavior of a wife. Basically, proceeds to call me a bad wife, and I'm not submissive. We go back and forth for about an hour. And the conversation goes
nowhere. You're not even lucky you're entertaining for an hour, man.
I'm out, boy. Someone's waiting for me.
Boy, what I'm putting my Made by Mitchell lip gloss and I'm putting them and I'm getting out of here.
Put that blush on.
And the conversation goes nowhere and he relents. I did feel as though he was intentionally arguing me, either to stop me from leaving or to make me really late. By the time I'm about to leave, it's 9 p.m. I tell him I'm leaving and he dismisses me. I left with an Uber, which he was aware of. I met up with my buddy, who is also married and has become friends with my husband since we got together. We had a decent time, and by 12 a.m. I tell him I need to get back and he offers to drop me at home. I call my live-in nanny and tell her I'm on my way home so she can unlock the door when I get there. She lets me know that my husband stepped out after I left and has locked up the front door and the main gate to the access to the house. I start to call him and he doesn't answer. I called about 10 times back to back, no response. On the 11th try, the phone goes straight to a busy signal and stays that way for the next 10 or so minutes.
Stop.
I try reaching him on a messaging app that we use, and that's also becoming up. That's also coming up unavailable. Literally about 10 minutes before my buddy and I reach the house, he calls back and I let him know I'm trying to get in. He asked how long before I say I'm... He's asked how long till I get there and I say 10 minutes. My friend and I sat in his car outside for almost an hour before my husband arrives. My friend gets out of the car. They exchange small talk, so with his husband, with her husband. And husband and I enter the house and neither of us say a word to each other and go to bed. The morning he approaches me to basically get an apology out of me for my behavior. According to him, I try to use the issue with the avocado as a smoke screen to go out and do what I please.
Smoke screen!
Uncle,
please.
Mind you, my buddy and I always make a point to catch up when he's in town, which is about 2 or 3 times a year. And it's not something secretive or shady that I do behind his back. He said that he has no way of knowing what or who I was with before I met up with my friend. Never mind that, as far as he knew, I was using an Uber to get home and would have had to be out on the street for almost an hour at 1 a.m. That's not his issue, apparently. Because I never communicated with him the time I'd be home.
What?
He said he can't let what I've done go. And I responded, I also cannot let the fact that he had me locked out of the house for over an hour at midnight. And I can't let that go. We have been together for 8 years, married for 5. We have 3 kids, 7, 6, and 3.
Wow.
Am I the arsehole for meeting up with my childhood best friend for 3 hours without giving my husband prior notice?
No. You are not the arsehole. That's actually crazy. When you first of all said, oh, he left me locked outside, I was expecting like a little bit of like a different situation, but he definitely did, because from his perspective, she was getting an Uber back. So like, when Uber drops you off, Uber driver going to be sitting there conversing with you? Like, no.
No, Uber drivers are not waiting.
He's on the clock, mate.
Literally, he's got to go.
Sorry, can't wait for your domestics to be done.
Boy, let's dissect it a little bit. Because there's a couple of things. So this whole avocado situation, what's you guys' take on it?
I think it's ridiculous. Personally.
And
I feel like there's a way that you can say the same thing without it having to come across
the fact that he was like, oh, it's coming from a place of privilege that you don't understand these sort of things. You could just educate me, just tell me that it's not in season. I can't get it for you because it's not in season. You know, there's some things which are just like, what's the big deal? I asked you for avocado for the dinner that I'm cooking for both of us to eat all.
Exactly. I don't understand. Like, to me, that just right off the bat, like, I just think this guy was clearly having a bad day.
Yeah.
because yeah. I don't understand. Also, you're about saying it's not in season, but you still left the house for an hour
to go and
in
look
the first
it.
Place looking for the avocado.
So that means you knew that you were on a mission that was failing.
Or he also didn't even know it was in season. Then he got to the shop, they said it's not in season. Then he was like, yeah, it's not in season.
Yeah, everyone knows. Yeah. Very, very weird.
My whole thing with the avocado thing is I just don't understand. You know when someone's like, when someone goes out and they're like, oh, do you mind getting milk from the store? And then let's say that they forget and they'll be, oh, you'll be like, oh, don't worry. Like, why were you so adamant that, oh, no, I have to go back out and I have to get the avocado?
Yeah.
It's like he already pre-planned it in his mind that he was going to go out, not find the avocado, and then make it a point of argument later on. Like, oh, but you made me go out and back. I didn't make you do anything.
Yeah, so
I literally just asked, can you get it on your way? You didn't get it. Okay, dinner is still fine. It's just a side. It's just a side piece to the
food. It's not like you're, you know, asking.
It's not like chicken.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, you're asking for tomato so you can make jollof rice. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a fundamental
part. It's not a crucial part of the meal.
Yeah, legit.
And then I know I'm probably skipping ahead, but I've gone out. Where are you going? You didn't tell me anything about your going out.
Yeah.
You've been out 3 times this night.
Legit. Where did you go?
That's true, actually. Where did you go? From the last
time? Exactly. Like, he locked up everywhere and locked up the front, knowing that his wife was out.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, nah, and you didn't even communicate with her. He didn't communicate with her, like, by the way, I'm going out. So when you come out, you're going to see me there.
Yeah.
You can give her no, like, notice or anything.
Yeah. So, and why did you go out of the house knowing that your wife was also out, but you locked everything
up, that's what I'm saying.
The nanny
Cannot even escape if the house is on fire now, and your kids are there, three of you are there, which kind of locking is that? Literally, the house is on fire now, that's it. Everybody must burn because you've locked them all inside the house. Honestly, I don't know, I think as well when everyone
everyone
reacts to conflict differently, because some people, like, she was annoyed and she wanted, no, I don't know whether she was planning to go out with her friend or not, but it gave her more of a reason to be like, you know what, I need to clear my head.
Yeah.
This would be a good opportunity. He might be of the opinion where he's in conflict and he's like, I need to get out. But, like, there's a way, again, that you go about it in these situations. And she made it, she told, like, she saw him, she obviously started to get ready. He asked her where she's going and she told him, I'm going to meet up with so-and-so for drinks and stuff. So, like, it's not like she was secretive when he asked. So it's just like, you can't, and this whole, like, I don't know, double standards thing is just, like, you can't be expecting me to be upfront about where I'm going and my plans and stuff, but you do not give me that same energy.
Yeah. What I would say is that it would have been nice for her to say, oh,
ahead of him asking,
like, you know, like, I can just imagine that, like, if I was in that situation and my husband just started getting ready.
Yeah. Like, where are you going?
Where are you going, bro?
Yeah, but then remember what he... He wasn't like, he was just like, oh, like, where are you going? He made the comment like, oh, you aren't submissive. What did he say about the whole, oh?
Oh, they had already had like an argument before he asked, where are you going?
But after
I think that was as a result of him.
Of the avocado thing. Oh, wait.
No, it wasn't. It was to do, I think in the dilemma, double check. I think when he was asking her like, oh, like, why aren't you going out? She was like, he was like, why do you need to... I think he was questioning like why she even needs to be going out. She should be being at home or something. Unless am I not adding to?
Yeah, that was after she started getting ready.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying even if she's telling him, she still doesn't understand why she should be going out at all.
Oh, right.
No, but I think the reason why he was saying that she wasn't submissive is because she was just starting to get ready without mentioning that he's going out.
One thing I would say, like, and I don't know how much this, like, whether this is important to you guys, but I think, like, I get that they're both married, so it's not an issue. But I think going out, like, at that time of night with another man, I know that if my husband was doing that with another woman, I think I'd feel away. Like,
but the only reason why it was that time because he delayed her.
Oh,
he delayed her.
Mm.
They were arguing for nearly 1 to 2 hours.
Mm. Yeah.
She started getting ready at 7. By the time that she left the house, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah.
And I think it's different. Like, how do I explain it?
So you would feel, okay, let me phrase it. So you would feel a way about your partner, your husband, meeting up with a female friend at that time. Let's say it's the reason where, you know, they meet up, they have a regular meet up like a couple of times a year. And it's because they travel for work and they're in the country for a set amount of period, you would have an issue if that time period falls like late in the evening.
Okay, I probably wouldn't, like, with all the context, but I would prefer, just from a perception thing, because the only reason I'm saying that is because I don't know where she's based, but it sounds like an African country because of the whole, like, gay thing, and living nanny, and avocado season, blah, blah, blah. And I just I'm just thinking, like, imagine if it was, like, a Lagos thing now, and then somebody sees your husband, like, at a table with another woman at 10, 11 o'clock at night. Like, I don't know, I feel like even though I know everything is fine, and I'm not saying that I care about what other people think, but I do think sometimes like perception is important.
Well, I mean, I just protect, like, not avoiding your, avoiding putting yourself in situations that, like, where open people start commenting and like talking down on your partner. I say, yeah, I understand. I didn't actually think about that at all. What about you, Tammy? Do you think you feel in type of way?
I think in this scenario, it's a bit different because obviously the husband and the friend know each other. That friend is also married with children.
Yeah,
so it's
kind of like
I don't know. Even if it was at any time of the day, someone could see it and be like, "That's a bit strange." Like if someone saw my husband at brunch with another girl,
it's true. Even if it's daytime, it's true.
Even if it's daytime, like obviously. Bad things happen
at night. Yeah.
But I definitely think that any time of day would, people would think it's questionable. And my whole thing is that, so once you get married, do you no longer hang out with your friends of the opposite sex in an alone situation? Because any time of day, it's going to look dodgy.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
you're right.
No, I would still see meet with my friends.
So I think, as long as both parties are honest and they're only going to catch up and have a drink and have food, I guess it's fine. But I do understand why some people might look at it a bit sideways, like, she's not married.
Yeah. And so then the second part, obviously, about the whole, like, coming back, locking the doors and everything. Like, for me, unless that's something that he's used to doing when he goes out, it's like, as in, like, he's used to locking. You know how some people, it's just a natural habit when you go out, you just lock up. I don't have to explain it. But obviously, one, your kids are indoor with your nanny. So from a safety perspective, that's even mad, like we said. But people that do those sort of dramatic things out of anger and spite, it's scary because it's like, yes, I'm your wife, but you're also meant to have some sort of like covering of me. Like even in those times where we're arguing and stuff, we shouldn't put me in harm's way. And even if you did unintentionally, the moment that I've highlighted to you, you left me outside waiting for X. You should be apologizing. There should be no debate about who apologizes first, doing all that petty nonsense. You should just be apologizing straight up.
100%.
Yeah.
I think that that's so, like, it just speaks to his character. Like, the fact that he, like, he had, to me, it sounds like he had no plans of leaving the house. He only left because she's not there. Yeah. And it's almost sounding like he just waited for her to come home so that he could, like, lock her out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just, child, that to me is scary.
Yeah. But things, obviously, we're not saying this sort of stuff in terms of, like, oh, like, he's bad and you need to leave. That's not even the question. The question was just, like, you know, asshole for me, not your friend. Yeah. However, I just think that, yeah, it's a conversation needs to be had about how you move during those, times of conflict. And also, hopefully, like, from this situation, he's understood that you find, you know, comments about your, how you were raised and stuff like that, like your knowledge, like that's petty. Like, you don't need to go that far, especially on the topic of avocado. Like, what do you think about avocado? This isn't worth it. There's bigger fish to fry with the kids and stuff. So, yeah, like, I just think that we're saying it's scary and stuff like that, but it's just more from, you know, a character trait perspective that obviously, you know, during the times where he's upset, he displays certain things. So, yeah, having a conversation about how you, you know, handle conflicts, I think needs to be had because this can't go on because it'll just get worse. Avocado, what's next? When there's going to be something more serious, what are you going
to
do?
I was going to say to Sharon's point as well, I definitely think that he had no intentions of leaving the house for a third time.
Yeah.
Because she already said that he was snuggling in bed listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Exactly. Once you're snuggling in bed listening to 90s baby, you ain't going nowhere.
It's true.
That's
it
for the night.
Yeah, it's true.
That is it for the night. Yeah. Like, you're now getting irritated and you know, He was probably tossing and turning while listening to the podcast. Mm. Oh, I can't believe she went out. She did it. She said, I'm even going out as well.
Yeah.
Trying to find a spot on the going up and down the street, trying to find something to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just feel like he was being spiteful. He knew what he was doing.
Mm.
And sorry, there's no excuse for it.
Mm.
Like we said, it sounds like they're in an African country. Sorry.
Mm.
The fact that you can even lock up to the fact, to a point where the nanny inside cannot open the door. It means that there's some things outside that you do not want to come in.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
it means that the roads are dangerous.
Yeah.
But you put me in that position.
Yeah. Yeah,
it means that you are wanting harm to come my way or potential harm to come my way.
Mm.
That's very scary and that's a bit alarming.
Yeah.
So you want me to die?
Mm.
Do you want me to die?
No, but you know, I'm even deep in the fact that she had said that she's 10 minutes away. And it's not like he said, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I actually can't. He didn't give her a warning. Because if she, if like he had thought about the fact that she was coming in Uber and she's 10 minutes away, he might be like, divert yourself to where I am.
Yeah.
That's a man that cares about your safety. Even in the spot, like, why is he just going to be like, you're just there, not even like, sure. Okay. He said, the time is racking up. You're thinking, 10 minutes. Okay, 15 minutes. Ah, okay. I've just told him 10 minutes. He didn't say that he won't be there.
Yeah.
So that's for me, the first
10 minutes away. And she, when she arrived, she still waited for an hour.
Yeah.
Facts.
Not knowing when he was coming. It was just not, it's not like he said, oh, I'm going
to
be an hour.
This, her best friend, is even flying out tomorrow for work.
Yeah, man, just
for work.
Inconveniencing
and
everyone.
And you've just left, like, it's bad.
Yeah.
And I think as well, like, the fact that he was with, like, sorry, she was with her friend, like, you don't even care about, like, how other people even view our relationship or anything. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like if I had even known that, like, okay, you're even with someone, I'd be trying to wrap things up quickly because it's like, I don't want people to think that.
Mm.
I don't want people to know what I've done to you. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't give a heck.
It's like, when people are stubborn, they can be stubborn.
Yeah, it's true.
Damn.
Well, wow.
Yeah, anyway, you're not the asshole for me, not your friend, Shao.
No.
You're not. But like Sammy did caveat, it would have been good for you to give him a heads up before.
I think that's the anything. Only.
Yeah.
Everything else is fine. I think that's the only bit, like, it would have been nice to tell him that you're going out.
For real, for real. But yeah, so welcome back, guys, to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by your lovely hosts, Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon. And we've reached the last episode of the year. Wow.
I know, sorry, guys. We are definitely going on a Christmas break. We're thinking, well, there's still 1 more week or there's still 2 more weeks. Oh, we are going on a break, not for us, chow. But yeah, man, the end of 2023.
Wow.
What?
People say that we're so insane.
Yeah. We're so used to it now. We don't actually like think anything above it, but it's true. But yeah, I know that we normally do our, I know the girls are like, we didn't discuss this, but we normally jump to our segments. But sorry, I have to talk about the small reflection here because it's like, you guys don't understand how much you have changed. You have changed our destiny.
No.
But yeah, like, I just want to say, first of all, thank you guys so much for all the support. Because you guys have basically all come and joined us in this year, basically.
Our Spotify Wrapped was...
Yeah, our Spotify Wrapped was
said
crazy.
99% of your audience joined you this year.
Yay.
Yeah, legit.
99.
Yeah, literally. Crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, for real. But we appreciate you guys for joining us in this podcasting journey. Yeah, you guys have shown us so much love. And we're so grateful. I don't know if you guys want to say anything else as well.
I just think, I mean, I think we've spoken about it here and there on different episodes and stuff, but just thinking about the way this year started versus the way it's ending.
Wow.
I can cry here.
No, wow. Legit. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like,
why do you say it like that? I don't even cry that often.
Because we're just going to sit here
and start crying with the tissues.
Nah, legit though. Like, where are the tissues, chair?
No, honestly.
The way this year started versus the way it's ending, like...
The tears have turned into, like,
tears of joy.
Yeah. And
wow.
It's just crazy because there's this verse in the Bible that talks about how we make our plans, but the Lord orders our steps.
Mm.
And genuinely,
wow.
You know when it's like raw, like that verse has actually come to life?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy. Like, the plans that I thought...
Why are you actually tearing up?
Am I?
Yeah. Nah, if we mind coming, small, small. But anyway, we'll... yeah.
We're going to try and power through. I think... Can we get deep?
Yeah, go on.
I think, yeah, for me, like, when I think about the start of this year and I think about the plans that I had and, like, I was like, this is how it's going to go.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I was like... this is the job I'm going to have. This is the promotion I'm going to get. This boy I'm going to be with. And like by the end of basically January / the beginning of Feb, all of those plans were scattered.
Yeah.
And like for people who...
It's a lot, man.
Oh. It's going to be hard without tissue, you know.
Gosh, I don't even have any tissue in here, chat. God damn.
For people who don't know, and for people... for those of you I lied to. I'm sorry. But yeah, at the start of the year, I lost my job. And it just came as like a complete shock. Like, total, complete shock. And to think that that was actually January, or like it was like end of Jan / beginning of Feb.
Seems ages ago.
Oh my gosh. Like genuinely, like so much has changed since then. And I think what even made it more real, if that's the right way to say it, is this week we had our Christmas party and the founding partner of my old firm was at the party because I ended up moving to one of my old company's clients as like my job now.
Yeah.
And so he was invited as a guest. And so he was there and I was really trying to avoid him the whole night because when I was made redundant, it was him that told me.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I just don't really want a conversation with him.
Yeah.
But then like eventually I kind of had to. And so we were chatting and stuff and it just made me realize like, and he was saying like, till this day, like he feels so terrible about it, blah, 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 which I get. Because obviously it's his company and like it's quite a young company too in terms of like it's only been around for a short amount of time. And so for him to have to make that decision, I'm sure like he had to get rid of like 20% of his workforce. Like that's a crazy amount. But like it just made me deep like, wow, like I cannot believe that I'm in this position from a work perspective because I like had no plans of leaving at the time that I left, obviously.
Yeah.
And then thinking as a result of that, I was like, I can't lie. Like, I don't have energy to put into the pods.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, this is one of them things I'm just going to have to go to the side. I have bigger fish to fry. Like, there's other things I need to be focusing my energy on. And the podcast was really just not the forefront of my mind.
At all.
Yeah.
And so to now be in December and be like, this is what I want to do full time.
Yeah.
Is absolutely insane to me because I was gonna dash it in January and it's just mate, when I tell you that like God is so real,
he is, man,
he's so good and his plans for us are good and that he will give us immeasurably more than we can even imagine, because genuinely none of us imagines like at all being here
at all. Honestly, like just to echo what Sharon said, the beginning of this year was tough. Like I've always spoken about the fact that I went through like a massive loss in my family. The fact that it's even come up to 1 year is actually crazy. But I went through so much as well. Like child, there's even more, but we won't touch on those. But it's just like Shannon said, it's so crazy how something that like we've obviously been doing this for what, 3 years, like, and we've been friends for how many years. So for us, like just speaking and talking and stuff, it was like our normal relief. Like it just like just didn't having fun. But like now it's like everyone gets to be a part of that. And you can see like how like nice it is to just have friends that you can like talk with and all that sort of thing. But it's just also the fact that you guys are like actually fully have supported us as well. Like, yeah, it's insane. Like Sharon said, that's something that, you know, you thought we were just going to dash to the side and be like, Yeah. That's we it, tried, y'all. Yeah. We tried. It's time to wrap it up now. People are like giving us so much motivation to do so much. Like we have so many exciting things. Like it gives us a purpose. Like when we wake up, we speak about this pod like every single day, nonstop. Like, and it just gives us like another aspect and another meaning to life. And it's made like things, areas that were dead, like just revitalize again, you know. For me, I've always been, like I said, a corporate person. Like my energy's always been focused on that. But to have another place where I can just fully be myself and like just, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling. Yeah, just wanted to, again, I'm in a massive like appreciation mode because, wow, like Shana said, we did not think this would be the way we're ending this year at all. Mm-mm. But yeah.
I was going to say, it's like similar to Sharon as well. Like the start of this year was sick.
He was a higgy hagger.
Yeah.
Like real. I also lost my job. I think.
Can I just say, sorry, that moment, I don't think, when you say it, it seems so like not minor, but it just seems like, oh, you have like people go through that. But I think even for me, as someone who witnessed both of them go through it at that time, like
at the same time,
yeah. And it was like, I had just, the timing of it was mad. It was like, I had just gone through one massive life-changing situation and they were being supportive towards me. Then there's like Sharon then went through. Then Tammy went through. And it was like, what is going on that everything is just like, everything is just like crumbling down in our lives. And it's like the pod that we were doing, we were meant to only be on a small break like we normally do with Christmas. And we just couldn't come back.
Yeah.
We couldn't come back. There was always something that was like being thrown into our lives, like the devil was literally trying to just take us away from whatever plans that like God had for us, because it was absolutely mad. Honestly, seeing them two go through that for me, like it was heartbreaking as well. Like,
and it's just so like, just, oh God, I feel like I'm gonna cry. Sorry, it's okay. I just feel like as well for me, it was just horrible because obviously I've lost my job yet. But like, how am I going to tell my best friend who has literally lost a family member about my issues?
Yeah.
Because this is nothing compared to that. Anyway, I'll come back to this actually, because it's a point that Tammy almost always makes. But anyway, for me, it was just really hard because obviously I'm going through this thing. And like, I think I actually even called you before I called my mom.
Yeah.
I can't remember what order it was.
Yeah, you did.
Oh no, I think
You called your mom.
Text you.
Yeah, you text me. You said, yes, don't call me.
I said, text me, don't call me. And it's just so hard because obviously, like Beatrice said, it had only been like, I think, 6 weeks since you obviously had that massive loss in your family. And then I was just like, how am I even coming to you with this? But it's like, I also don't know who else to really go to with this because like, obviously you're the person I always go to. So like, it was just horrible. Like I'm hurting for my friend, but then it's like, now I'm also hurting for myself. And then Tammy
then came in. No. Please.
I said, no. I said, no.
And especially for you, because I knew that like, with the whole even finding a job, like after unions, I was just like, this is like God, like the devil. Hey, the devil. When I tell you guys that, like, obviously, this pod might fall tomorrow, but whatever joy we've experienced now, we'll always hold on to it.
No,
because
for sure,
literally, like the way. Anyway, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. You were going to say something.
No, I was saying that. So the same similar situation that happened to Sharon happened to me. Like, I think as well in my company, I think it was like 20% that they had to let go.
Mm.
My company was very small, so that was only really like not that many people. But when I got told that, they're going to be redundancies, I was confident that I wasn't going. Like, I was like, no,
it's not me, Jen.
There's some new people there that they can't ship off. So I'm like, okay. And then when I got told, when my CEO told me that it's basically going to be me, I was just like, what the heck? I was like, this could not come at a worse time because I had my holiday coming up, had my cruise coming up. We had DLT Malta coming up.
Yeah.
Like, it was just
so
like,
many things to pay for.
Yeah. Had so many things to pay for, paying for my car, paying for everything. So it's kind of like, I was like, and I had just come back from America as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is not really what I
am. It's not great timing. Can we delay this, please?
No, literally.
But like, obviously, we said that we were all going through stuff at the same time. But like, I always say that when it rains, it really does pour. But then there always is light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I could never imagine that. Like, if you had told me at the start of the year that we'd end on 10K followers on Instagram, I would have been like, oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're ending and like over 400,000 followers on Instagram
alone. Over 400,000 on TikTok as well.
Like,
and God willing, you people get us to 50K
by the end of the year. God willing, but it's just like, wow, God really came through. And he didn't just come through.
Boy,
he came through, stayed.
Yeah.
Delayed his stay. Know that uncle that will come to your house and doesn't leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, I only come for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
My guy, 2 years later, you're still here. Yeah. That's what God did.
Yeah.
Delayed and he's still here.
Yeah, legit.
And he really shone through this thing. Like, nothing, no other being could have orchestrated what God did. In
impossible.
Impossible. Like, you know, like, obviously, I'm sure like every Christian does this, but when you go through like tough times, right? Like typically like you will lean on God, right? And you lean on like your word and prayer and stuff. And I remember there was like one time I was reading the scripture and I came across this verse and it was basically talking about like, I think it's Rahab who Abraham like was trying to have a child with because like, God had told him that he would have a child with Sarah, but he was like, oh, like, it's taking too long. So he had a child with Rahab.
Yeah.
Anyway, then Sarah, like, was like, you lot need to, you and this child that you need to run. So then they left or whatever. And then she was in the desert or something. And basically, there's a verse in the Bible and it talks about God being El Roi, which is the God who sees.
Mm.
And I just remember thinking, like, even though I was, like, in the depth of despair, like, I think I was telling you this the other day about how I cried my entire birthday.
Mm.
Like, I genuinely have never cried like that one in my life.
Mm.
And for that length of time, like, on my birthday, I wept because I was just like, I actually feel like I have no purpose. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have a, well, I had a job offer at that point, but I didn't want that job. But anyway, I was like, I don't have a job. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm 26. Even the guy that I even liked, that one too, has Japan.
Yeah.
I cried. But then I remember reading that verse and being like, no, God actually sees me and he actually does have a plan. And like, I'm just glad that this is the plan. I'm so glad that I also get to share it with the two of you.
No, like, literally. It's not something that you're going through by yourself, which I think it's something that you can actually share.
And what I was going to say earlier about what you always say is like, I'm so grateful for those hard times with this podcast. Times where we used to record, well, I used to record from my office.
Yeah.
And I would have to be typing in the background that people would be telling me, please keep the typing down next time we can hear it. Like, we would like, you know, the times when we had to set up at your house.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like, I would drive, like, do you remember that time? Like, I would drive from London all the way to Essex. And then I would drive back
to London.
I wouldn't get back to London until like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for those times. Because it makes this so much sweeter.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
Because I'm just thinking, like, imagine if, like, we had
just set this camera up and been
set this camera up, like, come directly to the studio and just been like, let's go. Like, we would not appreciate how hard we worked to get to this point. And obviously, loads of people are saying, like, oh, wow, it happened so quickly.
It didn't.
It might seem like that, but it didn't. We were grinding. We were grinding, and now we're shining. Woo! So, I can't lie. This is a time to toot our own horn.
Yeah, no, it's deserved.
We have worked hard to get here. It's not easy. And if people think, like, we have all these graphic designers and producers.
You're looking at them.
This is the editing department. This is the editing department. This is finance. We have communication. It's true. Over here.
Graphic design. Over there. No, legit. You're looking at the editor in chief.
Yeah.
The CFO. The CDO. You're looking at the chief technology officer.
We're looking at them.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's
a lot. And we post literally almost every day. Someone said that literally you cannot forget what was even in an episode because by the time you go onto your social, they've even reminded you of us before and you can even see the one that's even coming up next. We're going to be
like,
in your faces.
We don't slack. We might miss a cheeky day.
Legit.
We are consistent.
Yeah.
And we'll carry on being consistent.
Amen.
Definitely in the new year.
Yes.
But this is a time of reflection. This is a time of, you know, being grateful for where we've come from,
yes,
where we're going to go.
Yes.
I cannot wait to have this conversation again
next year. Time. By the grace of God.
By the grace of God, child, we'll be alive and well.
To hear this story again.
No, legit.
But like, wow.
Yeah.
All I can just say is wow.
Wow.
Well done, girls.
I love you. For real.
No, honestly.
Yeah.
It's when we went to the TikTok event this week, yeah.
Yes.
That's when I realized that no guys.
Come here, come here. Come.
Gather around. We are known. Like, no.
We are known.
We are known. I was like, wait a minute. No. We are known.
That's the thing that always throws me off, you know, because like, you know, oh, I was saying to you, and you probably saw as well, that I went up to a couple whose podcast I really like. Mm. I think it's called Meet the Thoughts.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted to walk past them because I was just like, oh, am I really going to say it? But then I was like, nah, because if someone came up to us and was like, I love your content, I would love that.
Yeah.
So I went up to them and I was like, I really love your content. Mm. And she was like, oh my God, no way, thank you. And I was like, I'm sharing nice, by the way, nice. She was like, oh, no. I know you. But yeah, no, honestly, thank you. I mean, we say thank you guys every single week.
No, literally.
But genuinely, like, having reflected on the last year, and like, we reflect every time, like, all the time, every month we reflect.
Yeah.
But having reflected on the last year, like, genuinely starting the year, like,
it's a lot, man. It's a lot. Never ever thought.
It's a lot.
Yeah. God is really good. But yeah, sorry to go on that.
Nah.
Little bit of a diver.
It's good. It's good to, you know, let everything out and just, you know. Mm. And all of these episodes that we do, these are all little snippets in our story. Like, I like the fact that we'll be able to, like, watch this episode next year and see how we've grown. Like, the fact that this is even on video.
Yeah.
Last year it was just audio.
Yeah. You people didn't see us at all.
Growth.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You're deep in it.
Yeah, we only started the video this year.
Yeah, March, end of March, April. Yeah. So it's like, you would be able to see like the difference. It's crazy. Like the fact that we grew so quickly in a short amount of time, but we spent so long doing this.
Yeah.
Like we keep on saying, it just makes this season even sweeter than it is. Like, honestly, I honestly cannot wait. Like, I've never been like, I cannot wait for the new year. Other than 2020, because I think everybody was waiting for 2020.
Let us out.
Let us out.
Yes.
The cocoa got us. But I've never been so ready to like
start a new year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enter and see the amount of opportunities that are going to be for us.
Yeah.
Because my mind is like, this is just going to be so many.
Facts. Yeah, we appreciate it, guys.
Honestly, I think this whole thing has been a testimony, but also a life lesson for me that I will carry forever.
Yeah,
like, 100%. Genuinely, like, I will use it in every aspect of my life.
And I'm telling you, like, this whole discipline, you hear people say discipline. It's true. Because I genuinely believe the reason why we are like where we are today is because of the consistency.
And
we've just kept on going. And I know I don't want to be doing them because, you know, Tammy hates motivational speakers, but I genuinely want people. No, but it's true. But I genuinely want people to, when they hear of it, obviously, you know, you'll be showing us love, but also just like actually take it on board. Like, it is possible for whatever situation you're in now. No, literally, like whatever you're going through now, just know that you will come out on top of it. Like, and just, lean on your friends, lean on people around you. Mm-hmm. And if you're like doing a business or whatever it is, like just keep going. Like we said, your audience is not just the fact that people are even tuning in on live and saying that they're from Fiji Island, saying they're from Georgia, saying they're from Fiji.
Places I've never even
been. So all different places. And me, I was only concerned.
On the map now. I don't even know.
I'm so dumb. And me, I was only concerned about the small people. Like, not small people, because obviously my friends are important, but like the people that are just literally immediate around you. There's so many people out there for you to reach. So
And I think as well, like with the whole passion thing, because I think like oftentimes, like you said, like we've always been like these corporate girls, like genuinely I could not think about myself making a career outside of being behind a computer.
Yeah,
like that I couldn't even my My mind didn't even allow me to like think beyond that. And I think genuinely, like, sometimes just starting your passion project on the side. And I think COVID showed us a lot of that because a lot of things that were birthed from COVID like, were just passion projects that people now had time to, I mean, us being one of them because this started during COVID, was just like things that people had extra time to do on the side. And like, look at how like Plant Made, for example, to me, that one is wild.
Yeah, facts. That's actually true. They have seen mad growth. Wow. That is a story.
She's employed people.
Yeah.
Hey!
Serious
God,
workers.
Let it be our story.
Nah, for real. For real, anyway, for real, man. But we appreciate it. So, anyway, I guess to round up the year, one thing we will do is the song of the week.
Song of the year.
Song of the year. Should we say the song of the year?
Yeah, let's do song of the year.
So, does it have to be a song that reflects? Does it have to be like the song that actually
No, just, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like,
do you know what I always remember?
My song of the year.
What was that again?
Let's just, for those that going back, going back to the audio, to don't even try and bring that into the new year.
It's true. It's true. Let's
don't try and bring that into the new year.
We'll leave that back. We'll leave that back.
Leave that.
Yeah, maybe I should adopt that song.
Please no.
You don't want that song.
I'm kind.
Yeah, but like, what's a song that maybe you've constantly been playing like throughout the whole year?
Ooh. Let me even look at my Spotify Wrapped.
I don't actually know what song I was
saying.
Well,
I'll say what my Spotify Wrapped song was like of the year. Mine was Tiwa Savage and Asake Loaded.
Oh, wow.
That was my last played,
Okay. Really? Wow.
That was last year.
Yeah, that was my most played track. But I don't know. Okay, yeah, I know what my song of the year is.
Go on.
My song of the year is Asake. Mm. Asake, great guy.
Oh, wow. Okay,
that
nice.
That song is so, I don't know, it's a bit of a little bit of, even though I don't like motivational speakers, a bit of a motivational song, like bigging up yourself. I'm a great guy. So I think, that's my song of the year.
Okay. Oh. I actually don't know, you know. I really don't know.
Okay, my song of the year, I just went for my Spotify rap to see what it is that I was even listening to. My song of the year is going to be Put It On God, because that is what I did this year. I had nobody else to lean on. I just gave it to him. I said, God, your word says that you have never, they've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither their children begging for bread. I need bread. And my parents are righteous. Anyway,
That's gonna be funny.
That's gonna be my song of the year.
Okay. I actually don't know. To be fair, Asake was was he my top artist? No, my top artist actually was Tyke.
Oh, you got it now.
Yeah, it's Tyke.
Is that how you say it?
That's how you say it.
Tyke. I don't know.
Tyke. Okay, yeah, he was my he was my top artist. But I'm actually gonna do Asake, Peace Be Unto You. I know it's like, it's not relevant, but I just love that song. I think it's a cool staple in my life from now on. I'm sorry. Asake in general was just a cool staple.
He was my top artist this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was my top artist.
Okay, he was my second. No, it's my second was Davido, and then he was my third.
I think top was Asake, second was Davido.
Nice. Appreciate the message, Davido. We love it.
What message?
Oh, like if he,
like if he was part of your top
two. I thought he messaged us. I was like, why am I just hearing about this now?
Well, God.
2024 is a big year.
Amen.
Shooting live from Lagos. Outside Davido's house.
Don't kill me. But yeah, I think that's essentially everything we need to do for this last episode. Yeah. Like I said, we love and appreciate you guys. We're obviously just going on a short break, but engage with us on our socials. We'll still be active on our social platforms. And go back. If you haven't listened to our old episodes, go back, guys.
Now
they are funny.
You've got 2 weeks.
Yeah, you've got
to
2 weeks. There's some funny, engaging episodes. We had some really good ones there. So even though especially those who, you know, we didn't have visuals back then, so you're going to have to go into Apple Music and Spotify for those ones. But trust me, it's going to be worth it. Just plug us in when you're
I was even going to say, listen from, even if you haven't listened to all the audio, there's now nearly a whole year worth of visuals.
Yeah,
you can go back from episode 100. Just work your way up.
Yeah, it's true. So true. But yeah, appreciate and love you guys, and we will see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas
to you and your family,
and a happy new
year. Appreciate you guys, and see you in our next one. Bye. Bye.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.